Tantor Audio presents Some Like It Witchy by Heather Blake. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. Something wicked this way came. It blew into the enchanted village as surely as the warm breeze that rustled oak leaves barely unfurled from tightly wound buds. Villagers had been coaxed out of their homes by an early mid-May heat wave to bask in the warmth after a long, arduous winter. Flowers bloomed, morning dew glistened on vibrant green grass, and sunshine beamed down. It should have been bliss, but as I stepped off the front porch at As You Wish, my Aunt V's personal concierge business where I both worked and lived, and scanned the village square, I couldn't shake an uneasiness that had the baby-fine hair at the back of my neck standing on end. My companion, curecrafter Cherise Goodwin, paused in her descent of the steps to look at me, concern etched in her eyes. "Something wrong, Darcy?" Wind suddenly gusted, carrying bad juju along with the sweet scent of lilac from colorful bushes dotting the landscape. There was evil in the air, whirling around as surely as the magic that made this village so special. Long strands of dark hair flew across my face. "Something wicked this way comes," I said, properly quoting Shakespeare's Macbeth. Looking around, I tried to see something, anything that would explain the feeling. The Enchanted Village, a themed touristy neighborhood of Salem, Massachusetts, was truly magical, filled with crafters, witches who'd lived on this land for hundreds of years. As a fairly new wishcrafter, a witch who could grant wishes using a special spell, I believed it to be the most extraordinary place in the whole world. I'd moved here.